From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat B'Shalach. Are you the same guy? If we look at the invasion of the Egyptians as they came to attack the Jews as they were leaving Egypt, the Jews became very frightful. They see 600 chariots and they called out to God. Beautiful. They called out to God. That's what you should do when you're in trouble, distress. You call out to God. But then in the next verse it says, he says, what? There were no graveyards in Egypt? You had to bury us here in the middle of the desert? And then they said, after all, we'd rather go back and work for the Egyptians. So Ramban says, is it possible? The same people who call out to God? Is that the same guy who then says, and by the way, Moshe, you took us here to die in the desert? I don't understand. If they believe in God and they're praying to him, then they should believe that Moshe took them out of Egypt and he has a plan. So what's going on here? The Unkelus says, we have this all wrong. They didn't call out to God. But it says, Sa'iku, they complain to God. So there's no prayers here. There are no people praying. They complained, and then they said, how can you take us out of here? We want to go back and work for the Egyptians. Milchilta said, first they prayed, because that's what Jews do. And then when they saw they weren't answered, then they became skeptical. So, well, we tried that already. Now they started complaining, and they want to go back to Egypt. The Ramban says, it could be they believed in God, so they prayed to God, but they didn't believe in Moshe. But how could they not believe in him? After all, he brought all the 10 plagues, and they could see he lifted his staff, and Aaron hit the water. So it was clear that they brought it, they predicted it, they said it when it was coming, when it was going. So the answer is, they thought maybe he was some kind of magician. And also, if Egypt is chasing them, then it must be that it's not God's will. In other words, if God sends you on a mission, it should be successful. But if not, if it's not successful, then it must not be God's mission. And of course, they were wrong. And Rav Mital, of blessed memory, used to make this point. He would say, he believed that in modern times we've seen redemption of Israel and returning of Jews to the land of Israel, flowering of Judaism in our modern times. So it's a great fulfillment of many of the prophecies that have been made in the past. But sometimes we take a step backwards. We have to give back land. We have crises. We have wars. So how do you explain that? If it's blessed by God, why do we have these problems? And the answer is both the answer to the Jews at the sea and the answer to the Jews today who complain and say, well, if things are this bad, it must not be from God. The answer is that the Yeshua, the redemption of God, is not always a straight line. Sometimes it could have ups and downs, zigzags. Rav Mital very much emphasized that point, Rav Yehuda Mital. There's also a possibility, and the Midrash likes this, that there are really three kitot. There are three different groups of people. Some prayed, some complained. They didn't have any good ideas, they just complained. Some people had a bright idea, let's go back and work for the Egyptians. Three different groups, because how can you imagine the same people would pray and also complain? But I'd like to suggest that if you think about human nature, really, not such a big question the Ramban has. How could you pray and also complain? Everyone does it. We pray for a foolish slammer for speedy recovery, and then we cry, oh, how come there's no speedy recovery? We pray for our children, and we cry, oh, how come there's these problems? That's part of human nature. It's possible. Yes, it is the same guy. It's possible the same guy, the same gal who prayed to God with all their heart, so sincere, they could turn around a minute later and they could complain to Moshe, and they could complain that they want to go back to Egypt and deny the whole thing. Because the human being is complex. Because the human being has a good inclination and a bad inclination. And sometimes it's all mixed up together. So that's my suggestion. So maybe it really was the same group of people. And sometimes we get mixed up. And the same person who seems so pious on the one hand could be so impious on the other hand, could be so irreverent on the other hand. It is possible. And we have to look at ourselves and ask, are we those people? Are we that split personality? Or that multiple personality? Or could we try to be more consistent? We pray to God. We should put our faith, Kaveh Hashem Chazak V'Emes Libecha, as it says in Daf Yomi. Trust in God, and then trust again. Even after you pray once, still hope and trust yet again. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lomith Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for the holidays, how-to videos, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.